November 19th, the overflow of the heart. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. James 3, 9 and 10. Much to my own embarrassment, I can think of many times that I was the living example of the verse for today. I have praised, I have cursed. I think it comes down to the condition of my heart. James says that no man can control the tongue, but God can. If I'm living a spirit-controlled life, then my heart, and therefore my tongue, can be controlled. The Bible speaks in many places about guarding our hearts. What is in my heart determines what comes out of my mouth. It's that simple. Oh, sure, I can fake it for a while. I can be careful to speak only certain things. But eventually, the overflow of my heart will come out of my mouth. Luke talks about that in chapter 6 of his gospel account. God wants to change me from the inside out. He can start with my heart, which will, in turn, change my speech. Why don't we encourage each other to surrender both to God? Pray today that as you surrender your whole self to God, He will bring about changes that will not only change your heart, but your speech as well.